presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Thank you, and welcome to the program that's often been likened to falling into porridge while being hit on the back of the neck with a rolled-up newspaper. This week we're playing with a slight difference. There will be no changes in the rules. And slight and totally inaudible consternation there from our teams, who are Tim Brooke Taylor and William Rushton on the right. And Graham Garden and Barry Cryer on the right. And we go straight into a round now, which is called Blues Stroke Calypso. For this round, each team will give the other a topic for either a blues or a calypso, which they will then improvise, accompanied by Colin Sell at the piano. And who's going to start now? I think we'll have the singing opened by Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton. Barry and Graham, will you give them their topic? Alcoholic. Are you going to sing a blues or a calypso?
The Alcoholic Calypso.
The Alcoholic Calypso.
I would sing my calypso, but alas, alack, I am a dipsomaniac. I used to drink with Harry Belafonte till he was crushed to death by my pink elephante.
Brilliant!
What a pity, but for that slip you'd have got a mark. Barry and Graham, you're going to sing now, and Tim and Willie, will you give them their topic? Do you want them to sing a blues or a calypso?
I think we'd like them to blues. Ours will be the pianist blues. The Colin Sell blues, our pianist.
Yes. Where do you start?
That's enough.
I woke up this morning in a most distraught manner, as I did.
Ooh. 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 Found my room was flooded, and I hadn't even got a spanner.
Luckily, I floated out of my house on a table,
and Colin Sell accompanied me on the piano.
Very nearly word perfect, so that puts you ahead. This is where I introduce the round that's played at the end of the program in order to give the teams time to think of silly names for people arriving at the Travellers' Ball. The Travellers' Ball teams.
Oh, sure.
Travellers?
Travellers' Ball.
Oh, good.
Right. Whoopee. Got that? Now, we go on to the game that's called Paranoia. Team A decides that there's something wrong with Team B. Team B have to guess what is wrong with themselves by asking questions, while Team A reply in a manner appropriate to Team B's affliction. The mystery voice will tell you what it's all about at home, and our studio audience will be informed by the well-worn blackboard. Graham and Barry, you've decided what's wrong with Tim and Willie. Tim and Willie, you have to guess.
Willie and Tim both watch Crossroads.
Tim and Willie, you'll please guess what's wrong with you by questioning Graham and Barry.
Would we be happy to think this?
If you did, you would. If you were, you would, yes.
Have we both got it?
Yes.
Inferiority complexes.
No, just inferiority. No, it's a shame to mock them, really, isn't it?
It is. It is.
It's not sex appeal. Because you haven't got it either, no.
You had it last, I remember. Have we both got it?
Yes, we've established that.
Yes.
Have we both still got it?
Yeah, I think he's trying to say
still got it, yes.
Both still got it. Have we always had it?
Twice a week, is it?
What do I do twice a week? Don't answer that.
It's a failed nymphomania.
Twice a week. Willie, come on. You're awfully good at twice a week jokes. What happens twice a week? Crossroads.
Yes, you got that. You both watch Crossroads.
All your fault. I'm quite proud of that. I'm the unknown win of the 70s.
Tim and Willie have apportioned an ailment to Graham and Barry, who have to decide what it is by questioning now. The mystery voice will tell you at home, and subject to the chalk holding out, our studio audience will be given it on the blackboard.
Graham and Barry both have amnesia.
Oh. Not dirty. Yeah. Not dirty. Oh, that narrows it down.
Have we both got it?
Oh, that doesn't sound like you.
Is it something to do with identity? In its loosest sense, yeah.
I should think a round of applause for that, yeah.
Probably won't mean anything to you, though.
The Barry I knew wouldn't have said anything like that.
No.
Something to do with being divorced from ourselves.
Hmm. We're not ourselves.
You're not divorced. not entirely.
We're not feeling ourselves.
As this is radio, nobody has any clue on that. I would say that was shrewd.
We are somebody else, as basic as that.
Oh, how sad. It's true.
Amazing,
you see?
Now.
It's true. I wonder who you are. Well, we know who you are, you see, but do you?
Can't help you.
We don't know who we are.
We don't know who we are. We've...
Who do they think they are?
Yeah.
Is that what it says on the blackboard?
No.
It's one word. I've forgotten what it is, but I've...
It's loss of... What's something to do with loss of memory. Amnesia.
Yes, you both have amnesia, which I should have thought was self-evident.
Well.
Now we go back to Tim and Willie, reluctantly, because they're going to question Graham and Barry once again.
What are we playing, Humph?
The same game.
Oh, thank you.
Could you remind us of the rules?
Same mystery voice will tell you at home.
Willie and Tim are both in Crossroads.
Well, the action's really hotting up here in the studio.
Better check the blackboard, Barry. Yeah. I don't think it's that one.
Tim and Willie, you have to question Graham and Barry now as to your
I didn't know it was spelt like that. Two Fs.
Above or below the waist?
Oh, yes.
Have we both got it?
Yes.
More than twice a week, or...?
No.
Are we right about everything?
Pardon?
You were wrong about this, I tell you.
Well, you just said yes to everything. And you never do normally. Willie.
Hello.
Stop being so...
Don't talk to me.
Is it something we're proud?
You would be. Did the situation apply? I think. I hope. I fear.
You said something earlier which the audience might have applauded.
Well, that's a lot of
abuse. But didn't.
What was it we said earlier the audience might have applauded?
I can't remember. We've got amnesia.
That wasn't a clue.
About us being right, was it that bit? No. Above the waist, below the waist?
No.
I can't remember what I said. I've got amnesia now.
Be merciful, Humph.
I think you could give them a bit
yes,
of a clue.
Yes, when you said more than twice a week.
More than twice a week.
It's a and daily event.
And I said no.
Ah. So it's once a week.
So we never do it.
Is it religious in any way?
Yes.
Is it twice a week?
It's a form of human sacrifice.
Watching Crossroads.
Appearing on I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue.
No.
No.
Watching on Crossroads.
Yes!
Yes, your ailment is that you're both in Crossroads.
Ah, that's amnesia.
I think it would be only fair on Crossroads to tell the audience that it goes out four times a week. And at 5:30 in Manchester.
Nobody loves a smart ass.
It only seems like four times a week.
Right. Graham and Barry, you have another affliction. And Tim and Willie are going to tell you what it is. So will you start questioning them now? Meanwhile, the audience at home will be informed by the mystery voice. And the audience here in the studio will sit with their mouths hanging open while about half of the New Testament is written up on the page.
Graham and Barry are both very, very boring.
Oh. Oh.
Graham and Barry, will you start interrogating
the us? The audience have given them a clue in that it's true. There are three words.
Three words. Very popular affliction by the sound of it.
Oh, dear.
As applied to us. We write Crossroads. Oh!
Here we go again.
How do you perceive this affliction?
I'm sorry, you were saying.
You don't mind if I put my pyjamas on, do you?
Sorry.
Pyjamas were relevant in a sort of tenuous way, were they?
Oh, very good.
Yeah. We seem to be boring them.
Not at all, no. Enjoying every word you're saying.
So what are the three words?
They're very boring.
Well, that's two of them.
You got two of them right. Very and boring.
Both. Both very boring.
No.
Shall we give it them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Very, very boring.
Oh! I'd never have got that in a month or something.
Which finds the score evenly balanced. As we go on to the next round, everybody will be pleased to know that this involves the mystery voice and the blackboard once again. Now, a 10-minute break while the blackboard is rubbed out.
And have the we mystery told voice them?
During
down.
Which the mystery voice will sing you a song.
Ronnie Biggs is the mystery voice. Nobody's mentioned that. He records them and sends them over to us.
Excuse me, Barry Crumb.
I'm Ronnie, sorry. Sorry,
it's Ronnie Biggs now, is it?
Ronnie Biggs.
You know where it's hidden.
This is a game called Sound Charades. One team has to make noises and the other team must guess what they mean.
Who's doing which first, Tom?
I haven't got to that yet. Graham and Barry are going to do the first charade.
The Nutcracker Suite.
But Graham and Barry, is your charade right. a film, a book, a play, or what?
Oh,
it's a ballet.
Swan Lake.
Oh, no. Do you want to guess it now? We'll do.
Will you hurriedly do a charade, please?
All right. Right.
Sound effects.
Sound effects. Morning, sir. Morning.
Good morning. I'd like to complain about the sofa and two armchairs that I bought from you last week and I've brought back to the shop now.
Well, really, sir, what seems to be wrong with them?
You try sitting on them, matey.
Well, I don't think I'll bother doing the end of this sketch.
I wouldn't.
The Rite of Spring.
Conversely, the Nutcracker Suite.
And having given two right answers, Tim and Willie get two sets of scores, which puts them well in the lead. And they're going to do a charade now, which is being notified to you, unless he's gone down with laryngitis, by the mystery voice. Meanwhile, here in the studio, the answer is being written up on a blackboard.
Ippy Tombi.
Tim and Willie, will you tell them whether it's a film or a book or what it is, please?
It's a theatrical piece. It has got two words. One is hyphenated. And we're going to do it separately. We're going to do the first part first, the second part second, and the third part third.
And in that order?
Not necessarily. Okay, the first one.
Hey, man. Hey. You want a smoke of this?
Oh, dear. Second part.
It'll have to go. Some
snip, snip. Part three.
Part three.
Snip, snip.
Oh, come on. Oh, easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Is it the sleepy rabbi stung by a bee?
Very close.
If vets could fly.
No, it isn't, but I wish it had been.
Which word was hyphenated? I can't remember.
The last snip, snip.
The last one.
Jim,
cat.
It's in between. Yeah. Aha. That's the second.
The second word is cat.
Cat.
Is catish.
And it's a theatrical piece.
Hmm.
Well, a cat-ish, Willie said.
No, I didn't say it was. I said it's ish.
The word is not cat.
The word is not cat.
No, no.
No, no.
Yes, something.
Meow. No. Moggy.
Snip, snip, I think.
Mock.
No. No,
it's
not
no,
really
no.
Mock.
Mock. Marmalade.
Is the last
B.
Bit.
B.
It's not the great cat bee.
I don't think you're going to get it, are you? Not within the half hour.
No.
I know.
Oh,
what
cat
it is.
Dancing. No.
Hippie
no.
Tomby.
God, that was marvellous.
That gives you 25 time faults, which means that you lose the marks that you gained last week. And the gentleman who's been
right.
writing up the names on the board has won that round. And as the winner of that round, he's disqualified from taking part in this one, which is his favourite game, Mornington Crescent. And the rule this week is that moves in a clockwise direction are penalised inversely.
But then we can't win, can
moves,
we?
Yes, you can. Think about it. Moves in a clockwise direction are penalised inversely.
I'm sorry, but, I mean, we're...
No, we're going to be nowhere. We can't lose, Barry.
Barry, you can go
can't
south.
Can't win either.
You can go south of the river, though.
I just got a bit
it's a perfectly
carried
regular,
away there.
It's a perfectly regular and ordinary
See,
rule, Barry.
Seem to be unfairly loaded, Hump. I'm sorry to bring this up, but there
Paul's
we
Paul Spawn Road is in your court. It'll be all right.
Well, if you're going to sulk, you can start.
All right. Oh, yes! Mornington Crescent! Yes!
Walk over.
Yes!
Yes.
Think
White
about White. It. Think
no,
about
no,
it.
No, because...
No way.
You see?
No. We were allowed south of the river, you...
So think about it.
You but that's,
go in
not, that's not south of
you
the river.
You can go...
No,
you
but
it's
the one
inverse.
Who was complaining earlier.
It's not clockwise.
Well, my judgment is
Mr.
that Barry is absolutely right,
oh.
Tim and Willie. I'm afraid
Thank
on
you.
That one.
It's not clockwise.
So Barry wins that one. Well done, Barry.
It isn't clockwise.
It isn't. I'm sorry. It's not clockwise, Tom. You'll get letters by the million.
It isn't. It'll take too long to explain now, but
Will
it
you please send your letters personally to Humphrey Littleton, not enclosing a stamp to just enter.
Care of the Kenny Ball Memorial Home.
As there seems to be some confusion about that game, we shall look into it and we shall put it right.
Not a pretty sight.
In the course of the week, and listeners at home, you will be notified.
Personally.
I make out that that'll cost us 18 pence now. And that's first class.
Don't. Those of you listening in cars, don't panic.
And that puts Graham Garden ahead. And he starts this next round, and this is the round that's called Pick Up Song. In this round, a member of one team starts singing a song and then stops on a word in the lyric. A member of the opposing team must then sing a different song starting with that word. Don't Graham Garden's going spot. To sing.
Saturday lump, but I'm roaming in the gloaming.
That's 1 point to Graham Garden.
Of Harlech.
Oh, wait a minute. What? You have. Sorry, I was ahead of you.
Gloamen of Harlech. Men of Harlech.
Yes, we'll allow that. A sure. syllable. It's not exactly a word, but a syllable.
Men of Harlech, that's it.
Will you sing it?
Harlech.
Harlech. Barry, take up Harlech.
Men of Harlech.
And put it down again quickly. I like a nice cup of tea. Morning. Oh, it's too easy.
It's a crescent.
Oh, we can't leave it alone.
Yes. Anti-clockwise.
Rankle,
rankle.
Take it up on morning, please.
Morning really. Becomes Electra. That's my song. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling.
I think we'll let him have that because he's turned
feeling.
Deaf.
I didn't
Graham,
hear that.
Feeling. Everything's going my way.
You said feeling.
I keep on going until I'm told to stop.
You stopped at feeling.
That'll do. Nanny warned me.
That gives Graham a choice of which word he wants to
I think hell is going to be something like this.
It is something like this.
Feeling, I...
Feeling, yes, feeling he stopped.
Feeling groovy. Ba-dum, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Goes the heart, my heart.
He finished with boom.
Don't we all?
Which boom? Which boom? Boom. Daisy. Daisy.
Give me your answer, Barry. Do.
Do, do, do what you've done before.
Before. We're just chalking it on the blackboard, listeners.
Right, time's up. That gives that particular round to Tim and Willie. There's only one thing. Our computer says that Barry Cryer was disqualified about 10 minutes ago.
For boring.
For inventing a song.
No, never.
Some people have got rich
inventing songs. It was that one that the audience joined in on. It doesn't exist.
What did I invent?
We're going on to the late arrivals team.
This morning's
where
impressive
I sit back
vendetta.
And enjoy a brief rest. While the teams give their announcements for the late arrivals at the Travellers' Ball. The Travellers' Ball.
We've got some foreign visitors. There's the Sikh Ruse. And the Paki Jollity.
Lord Hume and his brother, Dr. Livingstone Ypres Hume.
He promised to come with me. Oh, well.
A lot of people don't know that Graham and his friend Thomas go around the country in a caravan. It's a good relationship. Graham gardens and Thomas cooks.
But more appropriately, will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Pelago and their son from Athens, Greek Archie Pelago.
Oh, there are the Trouser brothers, too Lon and too Loose.
And here comes Sam Arcand and Maddie Gasker. Pity they couldn't stay. I don't know, though.
Oh, will you welcome from Ireland, please, those famous mint sweet manufacturers, the O'Polos. And their son, Mark O'Polo.
All the way from India, will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Calcutta and their son, Black Olaf Calcutta. Always a popular arrival.
At this point...
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Opal and their son, Constantine Opal. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry, Istanbul, not Constantine Opal.
Well, his sister knows. I'll ask her.
What?
Oh, there's Afghanistan.
There's Mr. and Mrs. Orker and their daughters, Min and Madge.
Oh,
And the Gratian family, Immy, Emmy, and Mai.
Closely related to the Asians and their son Peregrine. Oh, and Penny Farthing's just come in. With her Chinese friend Rick Shaw.
And my sedan chair.
There's Mr. and Mrs. Islands and their sons Gilbert and Ellis Islands.
And their drunken friend Taiwan On.
And animal lovers will welcome Mr. and Mrs. Holland and their hamster, Dan.
Oh, there's Mamanels and Dadanels.
Motherland and Fatherland and their daughter Maryland, I mean.
Hello, Arizona.
Well, with Graham and Barry racing away in
unassailable. We see the white flag.
Go.
So as the game continues, we leave you at home.
Hello, Florida.
Join them at home.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor, and William Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The program was produced by Jeffrey Perkins.